MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Sean Walsh, CEO of the Coal Group. We had results year ending September. Revenue down 6.6%, HEPS up 10.6%, dividend up 16.7%. Sean, quickly, I want to touch on the revenue. It's down, but that's mostly fuel sales because of a lower fuel price, I imagine, over the period.
Correct, yes, Simon. We sell about 600 million litres per year, wow. And the average price per litre was 2.40 down on the prior year. So that was a significant drop in revenue value. But as you can see, our GP actually grew by nearly 4%.
Are fuel volumes price sensitive? I mean, I drive regardless. I mean, is that the same in your experience?
What it does do, Simon, it affects holiday travelling when
high.
We've seen that in the past. Fortunately, though, in the last 18 months, prices have actually started coming off the highs. And we actually have seen a bit of recovery in traveling volumes. Mm. And what we also have seen, Simon, interestingly, is that with the increased sales of Chinese cars, especially up in Gauteng, we are seeing an uptick in petrol sales for the first time in many years.
Okay. We chatted 6 months ago at the end of the first half, and you were commenting that you had good momentum going. You were expecting a strong second half. And short answer is really delivered. I mean, a good HEPS number, margin expansion, core retail doing well. It was a strong second half, as you had hoped on, as you had suggested you were going to have.
Yes, Simon, absolutely phenomenal second half. I actually haven't seen such a great second half in the company in many years. And, you know, that allowed us to reduce debt by 436 million, sizable number. And as you say, said the dividend per share is up 16.7%, very healthy company, ready to grow.
You mentioned debt there, lowest in 15 years. Is that going to start moving a little higher? You've got it to a very low level, but you are looking to ramp up footprint and expand.
Yes, so our CapEx for F26 is nearly double what it was this past year. But even so, that will drive growth on the top line. But we would mostly be able to use generated cash during the year to cover that CapEx.
The agri space, I mean, farmers have had a good year, and I want to delve into that in more detail. But your stores directly benefit, as I said. I mean, you've had really good business in your retail side going through.
Absolutely, Simon. So as soon as your fruit export farmer does well, our agri-marks do well because our footprint in the country tries to marry their activities in terms of location. And, you know, we can go through all the products. Citrus had a record year. Apples and pears have been very stable. Table grapes had a very good year. And so you can go through all the export fruit types have really had a great year. What that does is that farmers earn more and are able to spend more with us then.
And the fears around tariffs, and to be clear, tariffs are a moving target, and this is for the period ending September. There is no evidence on the ground, which is what you're experiencing, of impact. And undoubtedly, there is in places, but broadly across the agri sector, your farmers have been doing very well.
Yes, as we forecasted at half year, the US tariffs have really not really impacted our farmers. There are some patches, but with the latest exemptions on top of everything, we really are actually looking forward to a good F26 as well. And, you know, even smaller sectors like academias, which probably would have been the most affected by the high tariffs, you know, they've now also been exempted. So we're left with things like table grapes, mandarins, clementines. If those products are also in the end exempted, which is a high chance of it happening, well, then actually our agricultural sector is on the wind. It's really doing well.
Yeah, I saw an article from Wandile Shilobo from Agribiz SA, and he was saying that with all the exemptions, there's actually not much in the agri space really left. In terms of QSR and convenience retail, obviously revenue's up, you're doing great, margins are up. Are you seeing increased foot traffic? Are you seeing increased spending by individuals or bits of both?
There are a few sides to the story at the moment. Mm-hmm. So the quarter three and quarter four, we averaged about 6% volume up on the prior year compared to quarter one and two, which was flat. Mm-hmm. Now that versus a sector which is down 2% still at the same time. So there's definitely something happening in terms of long distance traveling. And that just indicates that people are normalizing, maybe the interest rates are helping a bit and traveling a bit more. And as soon as they travel more and as soon as the volumes go up, our convenience retail sales go up. And, you know, that is that magical margins. So we really are buzzing at the moment. And we're adding 5 new sites in the new year to the network on the tech side. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited about the new year.
And to the point, I mean, as you say, you get more traffic, they spend a little bit more. That helps margins. If this continues into the next year, you should get more margin expansion, as you saw in financial year 25.
Absolutely, Simon. So we are probably only 30% down the track with an assortment optimization exercise, which we call a merchandise for profit, where we work through every single detailed line item, make sure it is relevant, make sure it's priced properly. And, you know, as you speak to many retailers out there, they say it's a never-ending job, but every now and again, you've got to do a real good fix-up, and with that comes better margin.
Yeah, it is. I take your point. It is a continual one. Looking forward on the farming side, I mean, you say you're expecting another good 2025, 2026, particularly in the grain harvest, which will benefit you. And you've, in fact, been increasing a storage capacity, and that will become operational next year, as I understand.
Yes, as we speak, and they've nearly finished expanding the clippable storage facilities. Mm-hmm. That will add about 25,000 tons storage capacity in that area. We have been a bit underrepresented in that area, so that'll really fix that. And the harvest this year is 18% up on last year, so that will now feed into better storage incomes over the year in the grain sector. But generally speaking, fruit's looking great. The pre-season fruit set has been probably of the best. Mm-hmm. All that means is that the fruit's there. They can see the fruit. Now we need the weather to play with us and, you know, as little as possible hail and all those sort of things to happen, and then the harvest should occur.
Yeah, weather, that's always the unknown and the completely unmanageable. We manage what we can, weather we can't. We'll leave it there. Sean Welsh, CEO Car Group, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.